Welcome everyone to our after show. We just had an interesting conversation with David Zhang from TCV, where he touched on different elements of board meetings, of responding to the current macroeconomic times, and of how companies go through, for example, inflection points during their scaling approach. In the after show, we'll talk with the CEO of Turing, Jonathan Siddharth, and debrief on our key takeaways and interesting thoughts from the show. Jonathan, over to you.
Thank you, Kat. This was a fun chat, and glad we're doing this after show on like what was interesting from that chat. I think our first question I found his responses super interesting on what are companies doing differently given the shift in the macroeconomic climate. What stuck with me was his point on this is the time to lean in and get fit for most companies. And his second, and he had three main comments. One was that the second was the focus on quality of growth. And it was interesting how for TCV, like quality of growth is not a temporary phenomena that you just started thinking about in 2022. Like they seem to, it seems to have been a part of their investing ethos for a while. And the third being just being very, very thoughtful about scenario planning for, it was interesting that he called it different shades of red for what could happen and making sure like you're team is right-sized in the different areas for that. So that stuck out to me. What about you?
Yeah, along those lines, I saw so many parallels between what he said and what we see in Turing, of what we're focusing on, how we're navigating, the macro shifts. And for example, like focusing on quality. He talked about things like team, building world-class team. I know that's something that you've been focused on and we're proud to have at Turing today. And then something else that was, for me, really interesting that was similar to the discussion with Sandesh recently was the hardest, but also most important thing for CEOs at scale is like balancing between doing what you're doing already really well.
Yeah.
And looking on the horizon to catch like the next S curves and the next frontiers.
Yeah, that's right. You're absolutely right. And I was reminded of our focus on teams. And you're right. Like Sandesh also had that same comment where you kind of have to be really good at what you've always been good at and what you have to keep doing, and while looking out for the next wave. Speaking of which, it was also good advice to make sure that even in that post-product market fit scaling phase, you're very close to product in making sure product innovation, product velocity is high, and secondly, staying close to customers.
Yeah, for sure. And I think having that cycle and that feedback, it's what we hear over and over again. It's so important. And hearing also more about like how you do it with your emails is great tactical advice.
Yeah. It was also interesting to hear his thoughts also on board meetings. Like, what was there anything interesting that you took away in terms of how they like to run board meetings? Like, what are some ways to have it be productive?
A few things. So I think first on board meetings, it was interesting that the topics right now are like the topics that, I guess it's interesting to see that other companies are thinking of similar topics. Like, again, he mentioned top of people's minds are scenario planning, tracking quality of growth, and, you know, making sure we are like doing the right thing in terms of the team. The right team for the company. And again, it's like that parallel of like all these things that we are doing within Turing. It's almost a bit of validation that so many other companies are thinking about the same things during this time. One thing in terms of scenario planning that I found interesting was he separated it not just in various shades of red, but it's like, how do you, there's two frameworks of one, how do you survive? And two, how do you thrive?
Yeah.
So it makes you think of like, yeah, for everyone who has, for all the category leaders in the past who during like times of red, they have become and emerge as category leaders. Like, you know, it's more than important now than ever. I wonder if they, of how they did it. And yeah, thinking about that, incorporating that into our own strategy as well.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good call out, Kat. Like it's not just about surviving, but do you have a strategy where you actually thrive in stormy weather, in a sense, right? And how do you think about that? That was good. And he mentioned also, I mean, of course, having strategy first, followed by execution, mm-hmm. and having board meetings like tightly track how execution is happening on the agreed upon strategy, and making sure like for like companies have like a intellectually sound approach to measure success and being open and honest about how are we tracking relative to the success metrics that we'd set for ourselves. And some cases, if we need more data, like how can we go and collect more data to know whether or not we can validate our hypothesis or not? Totally. Which is the common answer of it's too early to tell. We'll know later.
Yeah. And again, going back to scenario REO planning, what he said, what I thought was pretty wise is just, you know, when you have these scenarios planned, in the midst of all these other external stressors, you can just focus on execution and focus on continuing on your path because you've already mapped it out. You've already have these different scenarios planned out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And it's interesting. He also shared, you know, even about that, the Sequoia deck. I thought that was interesting too. Like, I mean, in Silicon Valley, often sometimes there's a little bit of a group think, like where everybody sort of takes one thing as the, everybody's looking for like one simple formula or something to tell them what to do. And
the silver bullet.
Silver bullet. And, you know, unfortunately, there are no silver bullets and there's no one size fits all. Like Ashu from Foundation, like would say the same thing, which is, too often, like there are these prescriptive pieces of advice, like in general, like that just get parroted around, and people tend to sometimes blindly apply them without thinking. I mean, it might be the right advice for a certain type of company at a certain stage, but some of the advice is not universally applicable. And it was interesting his call out on, you know, 3 years of runway. You should always have 3 years of runway. That shouldn't be something that you think about right now, and which again makes sense. Like I feel the same way.
I noticed in the call there were many times that I just noticed you like nodding or him nodding, and it was just like very a lot of different points that were aligned between you two. I guess one other item I was thinking about was inflection points for Turing, but also for companies at scale during this kind of time in the macro environment. And it was so interesting that his like different examples of these companies that have almost like they've pivoted or they've changed in drastic ways that sometimes not everyone sees, but they end up being, you know, they having a large payoff. Have you thought about that much for about companies or about Turing?
Yeah, I mean, I've one way I think about it is there could be big inflection points happening in the macro environment that could mean opportunity or risk, or that could be an opportunity to do something new. So let's call it external sort of external triggers.
Yeah.
Then there could be internal triggers, like you've identified some new disruptive thing you could do, and there could be that could be something that you pursue. To me, in the external bucket, I kind of see like that Netflix shift from DVDs to streaming. I mean, the world was switching to streaming, like internet video was getting better and better. The browsers were getting better at streaming stuff, and probably it was headed that way. For us at Turing, there were these external shifts, like the pandemic, for example, which was a big inflection point for remote work, right? Like that we that sort of accelerated the world's shift to remote work by at least 5 years. So I think of those as sort of some of these external triggers, and you can't control them. And when they happen, you want to recognize if there's an opportunity for you and to be positioned the right way relative to that shift. And then there are these internal pushes where you feel like there is something disruptive, some new business that you can bring to market. I mean, I'm reminded of Amazon launching AWS, which was a big needle moving business for them. At Turing for us, like our focus on teams is like that. And there could be more. Like for these inflection points, sometimes the way I think about it is I try to answer the question of why now? Did something happen now? Like that just makes this the right time to do something like this? Why hasn't it been done before? And I kind of separate that into the internal and external and try to think about that try to think about what's the next internal thing that we could do that could move the needle for the business. It does take a time to reflect. And this is why like our exec offsites are helpful when you have some time to breathe, pause, and reflect. It's kind of hard to do these in our weekly exec syncs or monthly business reviews.
Yeah, totally. I think that's a good call. There could be times to reflect and like on a quarterly basis and like an offsite, that is a good medium for that.
Yeah. Anything that you took away, Kat, from this? Any other things that you took away, like for your next company? after Turing goes public.
I really liked his recommendations afterwards. I searched up Pedro Franceschi, and there was this article about what I learned about people that scale. And I'm excited to read more about his Medium post and just it's helpful to have frameworks and how on operating and being more efficient or being more productive or, you know, being more successful in certain ways.
Yeah, that's right. That's great, Kat. On that, I think we can close our after show. This was fun. And thank you everyone for joining us. And if you're interested in spinning up your engineering dream team at the touch of a button, go to Turing.com. And hire engineers. And if you're an engineer listening to this and want to build your dream career, you can sign up and go through Turing's vetting. Thank you.